Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When your mother corrected you for smoking, or misbehaving in the classroom at school, or engaging in other offensive conduct, did you ever say, "But Mama, everybody is doing it"? That, tragically, is one of our most frequent excuses for doing wrong. I am sure you have discovered since you became an adult that not everyone was doing it, whatever it was. Not everyone smoked or used drugs or engaged in sexual promiscuity. The majority may have been misbehaving, but not everyone was. Besides, even if everyone were doing wrong, that does not give a reason for us to do wrong. By divine inspiration, Moses wrote, "You shall not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shall you speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment." Exodus 23:2. While the vast majority of our young people have never read Exodus 23, and in fact may not even know it exists, they have thought of following their friends in various kinds of immoral conduct. The young person in high school or in college may be tempted to drink alcoholic beverages just because everyone else seems to be indulging. The sad fact is, millions of America's high school and college students drink on a regular basis. The Tennessean, Friday, November 22, 1996, published an article entitled, "Vanderbilt University Students Hit the Books and the Bottle." The article was written by John Yates, a staff writer of the Tennessean. According to Yates, a survey among Vanderbilt University students revealed that 70% thought drinking by Vanderbilt students was a problem. 40% of the incoming freshmen said they had gone binge drinking the summer before they came to school, drowning five or more drinks at a sitting. Nationally, almost half of our college students classified themselves as binge drinkers, and one-fifth told surveyors that they drank large quantities frequently. Page 1B. How unfortunate that these young people are adversely affecting their brains so that they will be hampered throughout their lives, and thousands of them will die on America's highways because of their drinking. They will also kill thousands of other people. Shakespeare warned of people's putting into their stomachs that which will take away their brains. That, dear friends, is precisely what alcohol does. Recent reports from the federal government show that the use of illegal drugs has shown a rather discouraging increase in the past few months. Two states have gone so far as to legalize the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. If you were to ask many of our young people, and older ones too, why they use alcohol and other dangerous drugs, many of them would tell you that everyone else is doing it. If human beings were looking for the most foolish excuse for engaging in dangerous activities, they could not find one more foolish. What if everyone decided to lie down in front of an onrushing train? Would it make sense for you to do it? Alcohol and other drugs probably will not kill so quickly as a train, but they kill hundreds of thousands of people every year. Besides, death by jumping in front of a train would probably be more merciful and less painful in the long run. I do not need to tell you how many of our citizens are involved in sexual immorality. If surveys can be believed, and not all of them can, the majority of our teenagers are sexually promiscuous. More than half of America's married people are unfaithful to their spouses. How utterly foolish to endanger your own life, weaken the moral fabric of our nation, and destroy marriages and families through sexual immorality. Please remember these words: "You shall not follow a multitude to do evil." Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.